Okay, welcome to our 10th New Year's Day brunch. I'm probably going to read some of this stuff so that I don't forget to tell you something. It's hard to believe this event started 10 years ago, and here we are again, another year gone. Today's the very first day of 2012. I love first days, a fresh start, and no, you know, we've all had plenty of those, so that's good. This one, no kidding, both good fresh starts and bad fresh starts. Okay, but this one begins in good company. So, with others in the fellowship of OA, I always have felt like this is a wonderful way to start the year. Recommit to your program, and we have wonderful abstinent food, which I'm going to touch on next. A great effort has been made to have all the food abstinent. Everything is gluten-free except the bread, which I think is probably a no-brainer, but I'm not real sure. Later, well, I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian, so I don't know. So once we are all settled, we're going to be entertained by the Stepettes, who made a name for them at the OA convention. And if you were at the convention, you would have thoroughly enjoyed the entertainment. It was really terrific, I thought. The Region 3 convention that was held in Denver. They're going to be singing a couple of their creations. So be ready for a real treat. And now I'm going to start releasing the tables. And I'm going to, and please don't take it personally, but we're going to start over there because we want all those people fed and watered so that they can get up here and entertain. So I'm going to start with those people over there. More to be announced later. All right, may I have your attention, everybody? I'm proud to introduce the world-famous Stepettes. You may have first heard about them at the OA Region 3 convention. So a big round of applause for the Stepettes, and they're going to entertain you through the remainder of the dinner.
Thank you. We're delighted to be here. We are the three Stepettes from Hershey, Pennsylvania. And we're going to sing a couple of songs today about isolation and about receiving. And a big thank you to Greg, our guitarist. Thanks so much. We have one more for you about receiving the message. Mm-hmm.
today from my program so far away. Please, Mr. Postman, look and see if there's a lifeline for me. I've been standing here waiting, Mr. Postman, not quite so patiently, so I can read a hopeful message to bring me back to some serenity. Mr. Postman,
look and see.
It's faster and better.
Thank you very much, Stepetz. We really appreciate it. Another round of applause. If you'd like to hear more of this delightful singing, go to our website, oadenver.org, and there you can find this, the Stepetz debut at the Region 3 Convention in Colorado. And now just go ahead and finish eating, and at 11 o'clock we will resume and get right back to the program. Thanks. Okay. All right, everybody. I want to welcome you again to the 10th annual New Year's brunch. Now this is your cue to be quiet. Oh. La la la. What can I tell you? Anyway, for those of you who missed it, didn't get here when I was first up at the front, this is our 10th annual New Year's brunch. And I don't know if we're going to get any statistics later, but I know we're going to get some statistics on, say that three times really fast. On the convention, oh, boy, I know you can get into a lot of trouble. Anyhow, I'm awfully glad you all came and made an effort to start the year off. I don't know that I really like the word right, because right and wrong is kind of hot words for me, but in a very positive manner to start, you know, out and with a maybe some extra oomph to get through the year, we hope. I hope. I don't know about you hoping, but I hope. So I'm going to look at this. Okay, I'm going to just read this, because I really couldn't come up with this on my own. There is something very empowering, fresh, and poignant in starting the new year amongst the company of others who share our common disease. To make sure that people get an opportunity to know one another, we'd like to go around the room and introduce ourselves. And since I started with the food at this end, we'll start with the people this one. So if we could just go from table to table, like you and then you, and you know, just figure it out. So I know Jonathan, so would you like to start at that table, Jonathan?
Hi,
John.
Hi,
Sharon.
I am Lauren, supposed to be Richard.
Hi, Lauren.
I'm Tom, Food Athlete.
Hi, Tom.
I'm Amy, Tom's wife.
Hi, Amy. And Eric, could you start on that table?
I'm Eric, compulsive overeater.
Eric.
My name's Arun, I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Arun.
Kate, compulsive overeater.
Hi,
I'm Cindy, compulsive
overeater. Hi, Cindy.
I'm Jane, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jane.
My name's Debbie, I'm compulsive
overeater. Hi, Jane.
I'm Alexandra,
19.
And Jan, could you start?
I'm Jan, recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, George.
Hi, I'm Nancy. I'm a compulsive
overeater. Hi, Nancy.
I'm Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi,
I'm James.
I'm Michelle.
My name is Gail.
Hi, Gail. Hi, Pete.
I'm Ellen, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Ellen. Gloria, would you like to start us on this table? Gloria.
I'm Nadia. I'm a bulimic.
Hi, Nadia.
I'm Amy, food addict bulimic.
Hi, Amy.
I'm Kathy, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Kathy.
I'm Deborah, compulsive eater.
Hi, Deborah.
I'm Rose, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Rose.
Mark, compulsive overeater, bulimic.
Hi, Mark.
I'm
Leslie.
I'm Jim. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Jim.
I'm Gina. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Gina. Marcia, would you like to start us there?
I'm Marcia. I'm a compulsive overeater, and this is my husband, John.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, I'm Rita. I'm a compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hi, Rita.
I'm Annie. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Annie.
I'm Bev. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Bev.
I'm Robin. Compulsive overeater.
Hi, Robin. And Nancy, can you start us at that table? Last but not least, Stan, would you start there?
I'm Stan, recovering compulsive overeater.
Hi, Stan.
I'm Val, compulsive overeater.
Hi, Val.
I'm Marianne. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Marianne.
My name's Greg.
Hi, Greg.
I'm Marianne. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Marianne.
I'm Jorge, and I'm the manager.
Hi, Marilyn. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Marilyn.
I'm Rachel. I'm a compulsive eater.
Hi, Rachel. Thanks, everybody. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm Rose, a food addict. Just in case I forgot that part. Okay. All right. I'm going to call Jan up. It says, now we'd like to make a few announcements for upcoming events. So Amy and Jan are going to come up. Did I mess that up?
No.
I don't know why, but I have here to call Jan up. You're on your own here.
Am I going to do the convention? Or okay.
Hi, I'm Jan, and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater. And what a convention we had this year. It was really a great time. And I have some statistics that I'd never shared with anyone or a whole group like this. But I do want to report that we made $5,885.60 on the convention. And guess what? We had a great time, and I did not skimp. That was just because everyone was so generous in what we were doing. And out of that split, Colorado Central Intergroup will get to keep $2,354, and the rest goes to Region 3 per our agreement. And the other thing, those of you that were there, we took a leap of faith, and we did not sell raffle tickets for the baskets. And we had several fun skits and, you know, fundraisings, and did a seventh tradition. And that seventh tradition brought forth $834. Bravo. I mean, that was so nice that we didn't have to sell those tickets to scare up the money to make it all work. So in 2004, it was around $600 when we sold the tickets. So we did way better. It was way more fun and more generous to just give away a lot of things. So that's what makes it so fun, is we really had a good time. We had great bags. Let me tell you guys, we got a lot of bags left. If you could please, please, we've got them down to rock bottom price at $4. In the bag is a beautiful pen that says we are the message. It's a great bag. You can use it for grocery bags. You can give them to your sponsors, your sponsorees. Just please take them. Because the poor committee, and you know, me being on the committee, we have to haul these bags around to hopefully sell them. So if you could take some with you today, bravo. If you want to take some out in consignment to take them to your meetings and bring that back, the money later, that would be great too. They're right at the table. And we'll sign you up for at least 10, Mark. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Anybody else want to ask a question? Okay. Do you want me to? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I just want to say a special thank you for all the people that attended, helped, did different things. We had a blast, and it was all because we all participated, and it was really a lot of fun. And we are getting to be well known throughout the organization for our shenanigans, which is really fun. Now the next thing that I'm going to kick off the announcements, and we have a new meeting. You know, these meetings are so cool. It first started with a year through the steps. And there was a lot of us that did a year through the steps a couple of times, and we said, oh man, that's really cool, but we don't want to do it anymore. So we did a year through the traditions and concepts. And there's a few people that warred through that. If you finished the year through the traditions, could you just stand up and be acknowledged? Way cool. There was about 8 or 9 of us that finished, and hardcore, really, really good study for the year through the traditions and concepts. And the concepts are hard. They are really, but very, very good ways. And we related that to our lives. So I'm going to kick off the announcements talking about the new meeting we're starting on Wednesdays from 6 to 7. It's another committed meeting for a year, and it's a year through the big book. And we started working on the assignments and that sort of thing, so we're going to do stories. We're going to put stories in there, and so there's this blue flyer out at the table, so please join us. A.M. in the morning. On a phone. So there's a lot of people that are dressing, going to work. I happen to do my elliptical during that time, but that's a great way to get some recovery in that otherwise maybe you wouldn't. Okay, that's it.
Okay, I should talk into this thing. I'm not very good at talking aloud, but I'm getting a little bit better. I am continuing the year through the steps for anyone that wants to start or, do that. And so if you do, there's a sign-up sheet out there, or you can talk to me about it. There are flyers out there as well. And like the title implies, it's a year commitment, and it's on Tuesday mornings from 6 to 7 a.m., and it is so very difficult to get up at that hour. I did it all except for one time I overslept, but it's very difficult, I realize, but I'm always so grateful that I did it after it's done. It's kind of like exercise. Phew. So anyway, it's on the phone. You will need to be able to do long distance and to pay for it, and you must have email. And so anyway, if you have any questions about it, just see me. I'm Leslie, and you can pick up a flyer. I'm also going to be starting a writing group. It's the third week in January. And that will be on Saturday mornings, and it will not be every Saturday morning because, I have other things I have to do. So it'll be on the first and the third Saturday, and this is an in-person meeting, and it'll be from 8:15 to 9:15 at the Arvada King of Glory Church, and that's Kipling and 58. Is that right? Okay, thank you. And I just show up there. I don't know where I am at. But anyway, so It'll be based on the workbook, and let's see. So it'll not be like going, okay, this is step one, and we're gonna do all the questions for step one in January. And it's not gonna be like that. It's gonna be at the pace that people need to go in their recovery. So it's gonna be a little bit different, and it's going to be based on what the members want from the group, you know. And the whole focus is on healing and love and God. And it is a women's group, and the reason is, and I do need to say this for legal purposes, that the Saturday morning Arvada meeting is the one who is supporting this. It's because of insurance issues with the church. And so I know I've gotten several comments from people about the meeting being just for women, but we already offer a men's group, and there are some men here that are in that group. And if you have a concern about that, I can see me after the meeting, and I can direct you to them, because I think they are considering opening that meeting to more members, for more male members.
Yes.
And I hope that I have made sense. And so anyway, just get the flyers out there or talk to me if you have any other questions. Thanks.
My name's Amy Food Addict Bulimic. Hi, and so I just have a couple. First, intergroup is this Tuesday. It's the first Tuesday of the month at National Jewish. Consider showing up if you have a meeting that you consider your home meeting, we really need representation. We're doing a lot more stuff, and we need your votes, we need your input. And so if you could possibly mark off 1 month out of the year that you could represent the group, that would be lovely. It's at National Jewish from 7 to 8:30. But a bunch of us meet beforehand and bring our dinners there for social time. This Saturday the 7th, we've been kind of creating a bulimic meeting, and it's been happening in people's houses. This time it'll be at my house again. So it's Saturday the 7th at noon. We ask people to come a little earlier so they can get their coffee and tea and get settled, but it's been a really powerful experience to focus on the bulimia part of our disease. And so if you're interested, it's open to anybody actually, but that is the focus. See me and I can give you my address. Then on January 20th, we started a quarterly speaker meeting at Shepherd of the Hills. Again, we have a social time from 6 to 7, and then we have someone share their story, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now, from 7 to 8:15. And that's Shepherd of the Hills on 20th and Sims. That only happens once every quarter. And then February, we have Unity Day coming on the 25th, which is the last Saturday of the month. More will be determined. We have a speaker, but we don't have a time or place yet. And then people have been asking about Serenity in the Rockies. That will not be happening in Denver, but there will be a couple retreats, information to come in Colorado Springs and where's the other one? Glenwood. Glenwood Springs. Okay. So please use our wonderful website. It has all the information, and the speakers of all the past events have been recorded on podcast, and it's a great way to listen if you've missed some of them, and this will be recorded as well as the music and such. So I think that's all I got. Thanks.
I have to tell you, I think the reason I got this particular job was to get the exercise of jumping up and down. No, basically, it's like any job in any 12-step organization I've ever been in. they grab you and haul you off. It's not like, oh my gosh, here's this wonderful, prestigious person. It's like, I'm the only one left who's willing to do it, pretty much. And happy to do it, actually. Okay, so thank you very much. Apparently we have tons of events happening in the Denver area. I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I happen to be out of northern Colorado. I live in Longmont, and But I traipse into Denver periodically to do stuff, and we got stuff happening up there too, but I'm not going to say anything about it. Okay. Thus, there are many opportunities, and we have our own website. Thus, there are many opportunities to participate in strengthening of OA in Denver, not Northern Colorado, but Denver. Okay, as well as your own program, by simply of supporting these events. And I don't know about anybody else, but I get so much more out of these events than I ever put into it, and I think that's true for most everybody. Okay, we have more announcements. This time it's going to be Marcia and Jan. And I think we're going to recognize some people too, aren't we?
I'm going to start backwards, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm Jan, and I'm still a recovering compulsive overeater. And we have some prizes that we want to give away. But first, I want to recognize anybody that's been in the program for more than 30 years. Do we have any? Please stand. All right. Dorothy, my darling, how many years? How many years, Dorothy? 31. All right, let's hear it for Dorothy. And Katie has 32 years. Thank you. And Stan? 32 for Stan. Thank you so much. And Amy? Oh, you're standing so much I just didn't recognize you. Amy, my darling, how many years? Bravo. Fantastic. Okay. How about 25 to 30?
But don't ask me how many.
Val, don't tell me how many. I don't want to know. Okay. Congratulations, Val. We know it's between 25 and 30. Anybody else? 25 to 30? Okay. How about 20 to 25? All right. Okay. And I can't see your name tag. 22 years, all right. And Robin?
No, counting, 23 January.
23. And Marion? 22. Marion. And I couldn't tell. Marcia was standing. Marcia, how many years?
I'm Marcia, and I have been in OA since May of 88, so 23 going on 24.
23 going on 24. Are you standing? They're trying to trick me. I'm getting smarter.
Since 1987.
Somebody do the math. 87.
24.
Okay, so now we're to 15 to 20. 15 to 20. Okay, Kathy B., first one that was standing. Kathy, how many? And your twins, 16 and a half. You were birthed the same day. Okay. Okay, got that. Where was I? Okay, 10 to 15. 10 to 15 years. Anybody? Wow, isn't that interesting? Somebody should do a meditation about that or something. 10 to 15, none. There's a big hole there. Okay. How about 5 to 10 years? 5 to 10. Okay, that was a big number. Okay, I guess we'll start this way.
Hi, Marianne. And
Marianne?
I don't know. I know it's at least 5.
Okay, good job. Rita.
Rita, I have 7 years, but I started, that was continuous. I started 25 years ago and did on and off, on and off, on and off until it finally stuck. Yes.
Okay, well, there's a lot of complications, but we're going to go with 7. Okay, we got somebody in the back of the room. I can't read the...
My name's Laura.
Laura.
And on and off, I have about, 9 years.
9 years. Bravo. Okay.
Gail, 5 years
of
January.
Gail, yay, 5 years. Oh! That's right. Okay, how many years?
Six. Gloria.
Gloria, and it's 6 years. Okay. All right. Last but not least, this table.
I'm Lauren, a little over six.
Lauren, six. Okay. Congratulations, 5 years.
Nancy, it was 8 years in November, but I dabbled for 15 years before I really came to state.
Okay, 8 years with complications. All right, last but not least, your name?
Ann.
Ann?
5 years.
5 years. And I'm Jan, and I have 8 years. It's going to be 9 years in March. Okay, so now we're to 1 to 5. And, you know, actually, I'm going to change this. I'm going to say 2 to 5. Okay, we're going to leave our first years. So if you have less than 1 year, sit down. Okay, Tom, you're up.
I'm Tom, pre-academic, and it will be 3 years in April.
3 years. Now, Tom has been doing the OA Denver website. Great, great, great job. That's what's putting us on the map of OA. I know that's why the convention really flew so well. You could register online at this brunch. Thank you for your service. All right, my dear, how many years?
Eileen, I think it's like 3.5 years.
Eileen,
3.5.
Ellen? 2 years. Congratulations. Okay, how about you in the back? That's you.
I'm not really sure. I think about
Eric.
3.5 years.
I'm sorry, how many? 2.5. Okay.
Jean, 3 years.
Nadia.
I'm Nadia. I'm bulimic, 3 years this month.
3 years. Happy birthday. Okay, the Coys. All right, happy birthday. 4 years, Jim and Gina Coy. Okay, Stan in the back? Or Mike, I'm sorry, Mike. I do that, sorry.
Mike, it'll be 3 years in February.
All right, congratulations, 3 years.
I'm Allie, I've been in program for 3 years.
3 years, Allie.
Brock,
3 years.
Chris, 4 years this past November.
Okay, Chris, 4 years. Okay, our 1 years, less than 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow. Bravo. Okay, so we got to figure out who our new, now, when you're done, don't sit down because your guys are going to be prize winners. Okay, Annie, let's go with you first.
April 1st.
Yay. April Fool's Day. So how many months is that?
Eight months.
8 months, okay.
Bev, 3 months.
Bev, 3 months. Mark?
Well, I came in the program 18 years ago, but I got cured, so.
Yeah, we know how that goes.
I've only been abstinent since July, so about 6 months.
All right, 6 months.
John Rose, I also came in probably back in 2008. I can't even remember. I think it was 2007 to like 8, and then I left for a while, and then I got back in. I'm going to say it's a year, 2010.
Okay, Rose, right of the year. Okay. Mid-November. Wow. Okay, so I think... Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Sherry, compulsive overeater. Around the program since 83. In the program since December.
I'm sorry, December this month? All right.
Oh, December of this month.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Last month.
December.
You guys are helping me out. Okay.
So she's the newest.
Great. All right, my dear, would you please come? Now, I know you other for 1 year. I'll let you sit down for a minute, but then you have to stand up again. Okay, come on.
I'm going home.
With a basket.
Yeah.
Now, we got a...
We got a story about this basket. It was the one that got lost at the convention. It was trying to find the way to you, Sherry. All right. Okay, who is our second?
I think there were the people that are left that have a year or less stand up, because I think there's five of you, right?
Oh, perfect.
Yes, perfect. Okay. So come on up. You all get a bag from the convention.
All right. Thank you.